This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I've just had a coffee. I'll do the intro. Hello, welcome to this episode of Flats and Shanks with myself, Tom Shanklin, and him, David Luke Flatman, DLF.
Got that.
You've got the MP on the DLF, haven't you?
Got a
micropenis.
Got a couple of I've got a couple of chav number plates on my cars with my initials on it. Versions of my initials on it. Sure. Why not?
What are versions of your initials then? If it's not DLF.
Oh, I've got one with DFX on it because I like that. I thought it looked nice. I've got one with XLF on it, which is wasn't meant to be extra large flats, actually, by the way. It was just a nice number plate because it's got my lucky number on it, which is 12. But I know there's this comedian, I don't know his name, but he said people cannot be trusted. It was like something to do with Brexit or something like that. People cannot be trusted. Don't forget, there are people who spend actual money that they have earned on private number plates for their cars. People cannot be trusted not to be morons. And I do agree with that. But I am ultimately, you know, aspiring low middle class, but I do live in Bath and I do wear chino shorts sometimes, but I am from Maidstone. I am from a place where private number plates, Stone Island tops, that sort of bit of Stone Island, bit of CP company, and sort of, that is how I grew up. So
you've been outed. You've been outed because mate of mine, Chris Sadler, played golf with him the other day. What's the enterprise? Rent a car. He said the place you went to on holiday is where all the celebs go. He said, cha-ching, top dollar.
No, it's not true.
So, well, all right, fine.
Laurie Cantor, the golfer, said it's his favourite place. What'd you call me? Oh, sorry, Laurie Cantor. Do you know what? We looked around and we found like a place in Greece that was all inclusive.
I'm only messing. You don't have to justify this.
But then the flights from Bristol were insane, £900 each. And I was like, I'm paying £900 for a 2-year-old to not sit in her seat. Like, this is mental because they were like, it was like, you know, 11 a.m., like sociable flights. And it's like, this is crazy. So, no, it wasn't. Do you know what it was? We might have said this on the pod last week, but I thought it was all inclusive. Have I told you that bit? Mm. So I thought it was all inclusive. It wasn't, but part of your rate is like a daily number of euros to go towards food and drink. And you're like, oh man, that's loads. Like, we'll never spend that. Yes, you do. You spend that by lunchtime because it's
easy.
Because everything's £15. Like, you know, a G&T, that's £110, please, mate. It's a bit like that. So,
how many pints of Stella do you drink? How many pints of Stella? How many full English breakfasts? How many roast dinners do you have?
None. Not a proper holiday.
Yeah, I did it. I did a holiday village in Ibiza before, and we were there over a weekend. My wife couldn't believe I had a Sunday lunch.
That is weird. That is weird.
It was 35 degree heat. I was sat there,
mate, eating a Sunday.
Oh, I know, but it's, you know, it's a buffet. And I went up there and it was like, oh, some Yorkshires, I'll have some of that.
It's hard to walk past them, isn't it?
Some beef. Yeah, I was sick of like salads, cold meats. I thought, you know what? I'm going to go full hog.
I'm going to have calamari on toast.
I just looking across the room and like seeing blokes like in football jerseys and just having a little nod to each other like that.
I mean, I probably had 8 pints the whole time I was there. I don't drink a huge amount, mate.
No, not I don't when I'm on a family holiday. It's when you accidentally book the same holiday as one of your mates and then you just end up trying to outdo each other.
Yeah. I cancelled a holiday 2 years ago because I found out loads of the lads were going to the same place. That's not a joke.
What, were their families?
Who was going? Jim Hamilton was... No, it's Dubai. That's not why I cancelled it. But I was going to the same place as Jim because he said, go here, I'm going here. And I was like, that would be a good idea. And then
something like
going the same week.
Or something like that, isn't it?
Something like that. There. And then who else booked? There were like four lads or something that booked. And I was like, do you know what?
Yeah.
This is going to be a stag do. And I'm flying 10 hours with a baby and a toddler. I'm out. I'm not doing it.
Nah, I agree. And I cheated on you. I cheated on you last week, or well, this week even. What day is it today? Last week.
Oh, you did the Rigbiz pod.
Did the Rigbiz pod, yeah. Pod.
How was it?
Yeah, it was all right. I don't know where they got some of their information from.
What information? No, mate. I haven't spoken to anyone at all. I didn't murder anyone, Mr. Bond.
Yeah, did it. I didn't even know what it was called. I said, great to be on here. What's it called again? Well, but he's Archie said he'd come on this one. A bit of cross-marketing.
Yeah, we're probably right, aren't we?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah,
didn't think of it like that.
Did you? I hope he didn't ask you about when you shit yourself during shuttles, did he? Because I said don't ask him about that because he won't like that.
Yeah, he did. It's all right though.
You're pushing hard, aren't you, fella?
Yeah,
you're pushing hard.
You empty yourself like Paula Radcliffe. What do you expect?
That's it. You're a bloody hero, mate. Except it was 3 minutes of shuttles, not 2 hours of marathon running.
Before I forget, I once bought a personalised plate, and I can't remember what the actual. I try to get one, obviously, close to Shanklin or Shanks, but it ended up looking like Shevchenko.
The ones that try to spell something and don't, I'm not having those. But I don't want number plates to spell a word. I don't want that. I quite like, and I'm not trying to hide the age of a car. I like the look, the aesthetic of a shortened number plate with a number that I like. Number plates make me happy. I remember people's number plates, like mums and dads that drop off at school. I see their cars around town and I know who they are. And
that's fine if you've got school, like a recent model now, of so. Car. If you've got a recent model of car, then that's fine. But if you get a slightly older one, you're going to put a plate on there just to hide. Oh, whoops!
But I've got a brand new car with a plate on it. Like I genuinely don't care. Everyone cares what other people think a little bit. I genuinely don't care what age or anyone thinks about my car or the age of it. I do it because I like it.
Yeah,
that's
and you
all.
You know you've got a couple of mil in the bank, so that's fine.
Oh, God, imagine.
Oh,
we'd be here talking to you, that's for sure.
Yeah, you'd be in Thailand. You're right.
I'd be, oh, what is Drico doing today? Playing golf.
I played golf today.
Hey, yeah, how was it?
Pretty ordinary. You went to the gym, I heard.
Sorry?
You went to the gym, I heard.
Yeah, I just did a bit of back work today, which is, right, I'm 44. Don't look at 44. I played prop for 100 years. I missed lots. I got injured a lot. I never missed game or training because of my back or neck. So my shoulders were crap, but I had good knees, good neck, good back, and they just basically never went. And they were made of wood. And the last month, my back has just been destroying me at night. I've got one little spot in my back, like a section of my back. Mm. And this morning I was up at 4 o'clock. I was like, I'm done. I can't sleep now. I can't turn over at night. So I've got the foam roller in. So I went and did some back work today. Got a foam roller. So I'm going to be that guy, like one of those pros. And it's sort of when the physio said, it's the sort of exercise you can do in front of the TV, which you never do. I'm going to be foam rolling before bed.
I foam roll a lot. I've got a bad back at the moment, like bad shoulder. I get a bit of nerve pain down my arm, so I've been rolling a lot.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
But your mate Ollie sent me a couple of photos of you in the gym. So,
oh, did he?
Yep. Said you're doing lat pull downs. I saw you had Crocs on.
Not me, mate.
Was you? Like a silverback.
Might have been me. I like going to Ollie's gym, but I hope he's not listening to this, but it's difficult because none of the weights are heavy enough for me. So I don't know if I'm going to have to leave him behind. I'm stacking everything. Do you know what I mean? I don't want to go on about it. Go in there
with a weighted vest.
I don't want to go on about it, but then... Yeah, he is... Ollie's looking disturbingly jacked at the moment. He put a picture on...
That's annoying for me. I agree with you, mate, because sometimes I just can't be bothered to put all the plates on and take them all off again, because you've got to remove the plates. You can't just leave it there. I hate people that
admin,
do that.
Isn't it?
Yeah. And it's just... It is a ball ache, because you've got to go, like, six times to grab one plate at a time, or two if you...
Yeah.
If you want to, but it's just...
If you're going heavy and you're four plating it on each side, that's a lot of trips, mate. That's eight trips, though.
I know. Get your steps up.
I was in one of the reasons I ended up quitting Fitness First in Bath and going to a slightly posher gym.
Bam.
There was one, like, it's not a confrontation, but I was just in there and there's loads of posers, loads of great normal people, loads of posers in there, which is fine. But there was one guy who once basically stopped me walking across the gym. He's like 20, this kid. He's huge. He's absolutely huge. And he looks like he's been working out for a couple of years. And he's in a couple of years' time, he will look like an enormous bodybuilder, but he's not quite there. He's a bit doughy, but he's getting there. He's obviously a really good athlete. But he wears proper bodybuilder's clothes, like the oversized stuff, and like crazy trousers and crazy vests, like that are 10 sizes too big. And he's got the headphones that are not on his ears. They're on the top of his head, around the back. Like, all that stuff. I couldn't give him monkeys. Like, wear what you want, do what you want. He's a nice bloke. Spoke to him once. We shared a machine. I think he played water polo or something, weirdly. But he's a nice guy. Super, like, exhibitionist. And that's fine. Like, do it. I don't care. Big, strong guy and all that. And then once, he just said, well, hang on a sec. Whoa, wait. And held his hand out when I was walking across with a weight, because he's filming himself doing... glute lifts or whatever it was. And I shouldn't have done it. But I was like, I basically said, fuck off, mate. No, I'm carrying a 20 kilo weight. What are you doing? He's like, I was videoing that. I said, mate. I was like, I sort of laughed. I said, it's not a TV studio, mate. Like, film all you want, but I'm not waiting for the cut. And he sort of laughed and said, yeah, fair enough. And it was fine. And then a while later, I saw him on the little machine there. Doesn't matter what machine, but it was the seated lat row machine. And he's a big dude, right? And anyone can lift quite a lot of weight on those. But if you're big, you can lift a lot of weight on those. You can stick five plates on each side and look like He-Man. And he was lifting heavy weights, so heavy he had to strap his hands onto the machine and all that. And then I was waiting for that machine. So I thought, well, I'll sit here and look at my phone as opposed to do something constructive while I wait for it. And he finishes and walks off. And I'm sitting there waiting. And I was like, do. And I look at him and he started on a different machine. So he's left 10 plates, 8 or 10 plates. I actually tapped him on the shoulder. Hey, mate. And I said, mate, are you finished on that? He said, yeah, all yours, bro. I said, mate, are you going to put those weights away? So I put them away for you. And he went, yeah, cool. I said, no, it wasn't an offer. You got to clear it up, mate. You got to clean up. You got to put your weights back. And he was like, oh, yeah. Like, he was super like, oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So he comes over and he's like, what should I take off? I said, mate, take them all off. So he took them all off and I put them all back on again. And he was looking at me like, you are a chop.
Do you have like a t-shirt on you and a little hat saying gym, please? That's what you should
gym, please. It says beast mode. I was just like, oh, mate, don't do that. I couldn't bear that. I remember leaving the gym thinking, I've got to get out of this place. Like, this isn't right. There's too many people in here that are just, they're only here because they give such a shit what other people think. And I was like, oh, wrong gaff, mate.
Often I want to go like 6:30, which is fine. Get it done. But it gets busy. So I've sort of found a time. It's about 8:00. It's when Bubs
unemployed
goes.
Slot. Yeah.
Yeah. It's when Bubs goes about then.
Well, he goes at 8 to 8:15, does he?
Stretch. Sometimes stretch. Wednesday stretch.
Yeah.
Gets his hips done. Makes him a lot looser. And comes out from his stretch. Looks around like he's coming out of a pawn shop. Check no one's caught him coming out the door. And then sips his water bottle. Straight into the changing rooms. Full kit.
Yep. I saw Jude Law on Instagram the other day doing a selfie with a lady, and he said, here's my stretching coach while I was in LA or something like that. And I was like, that's two or three levels beyond chef, dog walker, housekeeper. That is stretching coach. Then I thought, I want one of those.
Yeah,
what do I have to sacrifice in my life to get one of those?
Like, exactly. Yeah.
And everyone says, "Oh, you can stretch yourself." Yeah, I know, but I'm 44 and I don't do it, do I? So I'm not doing it. So I need someone to
sacrifice doing weights for a stretch.
Nope. No, never.
So there, you need the time, don't you? Right. I'd love a stretch coach, but I've got more important things I've got to deal with first. All right.
Oi, every time the London Marathon comes around, I think the same thing.
Yeah.
I think I'm not going to tell anyone. I'm going to train. I'm going to enter, and no one will know I'm doing the marathon until I've finished. And I say, done. Tick.
It's like
I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it.
It's like when you win the lottery, don't tell anyone, but there are signs.
Yeah.
Like big 3-liter bottle of olive oil, something like that.
There are signs. For me, unfortunately, the sign would be 17 cars worth 400 grand each. That would be the sign. I'll be doing the drop off in a different coloured Range Rover every day of the week. That'd be the main problem.
I'd have a mullet.
I'd love a mullet. Could you have a mullet? Yeah, you could. Yeah.
Yeah, I could. I got pretty face, mate. It'd suit me. I'd be all right.
I wonder if you won the Euros and say, right, you're not doing your TV work anymore, you take a break, whatever it is, and you know, you won 122 million quid is always the number I think of. Would you go away and, like, if they said you can have it, but you've one of the sponsors that's, you know, funded this windfall is a cosmetic surgery company in Harley Street in London, and you've got to have two procedures. You need to have two procedures. Seriously, bants aside, what would they be?
Penis reduction.
I just knew it. I'd have a breast reduction, wallop.
serious. Okay.
Probably have your nose, don't you, mate? No, sorry. No, you be. No, your nose is fine. Your nose is fine.
It is a bit big. could I get implants?
You get what?
Implants. I don't want breast implants, but I wouldn't mind like some ab implants.
You don't need glute implants.
I'd have hair.
You got a shelf ass. Would you? Yeah, I wondered that. Would you get your hair done?
And I'd quite like some sort of procedure. Give me a tan for all year round.
Do that. You can just get a jab, can't you? That's what bodybuilders do. And I don't want to generalize. Welsh people.
Yeah,
jab a tan's a real thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I don't know if it's good for you or not, but I'd quite like to be.
The bloke who went down my gym and he was tanned all year round, and he'd say, never do sunbed. Never done a sunbed in my life. Never done a sunbed. And I was like, wow, how's he so tanned? Because he always looks like, not like he's got dark olive skin. No, he has looked like he's just had 3 weeks in Dubai every day. The lads reckon he jabs it.
I'd quite like to have the same skin color as Lee Byrne. Okay.
What is Bernie going to look like when he's 80? Mate, he's going to look like scrunched up tin foil when he's 80. He is very, very... Yeah, he goes on holiday a lot.
So that's what I... What about you? What procedures would you have? That mole removed?
I like that. My USP.
Skin tag?
Now I've asked the question. I was about to say, good question, but it was mine. What would I have? I'd probably have lipo. Would you have
your nasal cavity reduced? Because it's huge up there.
I've got dragon's nostrils.
It's like Cheddar Gorge.
Lipo. Although I could have lipo, I don't even want that. What would I have?
Would you make your legs smaller so you can fit into normal trousers?
Yeah, I'd have a calf reduction.
So, yeah, that's a good one.
And a quad reduction.
Surely you would like have your bones broken and reset so you were officially 6 foot.
Yeah, I would. I was thinking I'd have heel implants.
There you are.
Heel. I just, not a lot, just like 4 inches. I'd be 6'8" then. Imagine if I just went away for a year and you're like, oh, Flats has gone traveling. And I came back and I was 6'4". I never wore shorts again because of the scarring.
Doing slam dunks like on a basketball court.
Here he is, and everyone who walks in, I'm tapping him on the head. Here he is, short stuff. Here he is, short ass.
Banging your head.
I'll be looking down on top, just I go, breathe on your head and polish it. Here he is.
Get up on stage with a microphone and say, can everyone see me?
Yeah, see me at the back. Wee. All right, Littlen.
very so good question there. Very good question. That. Yeah.
I actually wouldn't, even if I knew it would go perfectly and it would all work, I wouldn't have my hair done. I love the idea of having wild, crazy hair like Castro Giovanni, but actually, it's so I am so used to being bald.
I don't know. I like the idea of just taking my time to get ready. Like at the moment, it takes me 5 to 10 minutes, and I'm bored. Then I'm waiting for everyone. I want to know what it feels like to shampoo and condition,
and then have a routine.
Yeah, and then blow dry, and then bored, find some wax. Some gel, mousse. I don't know what people use now. I want a little flick comb in my back pocket.
There was a program on the telly ages ago about blokes who'd had penis enlargements.
Reduction, one bloke,
eh?
Reduction, wanted.
Yeah, I know. Oh. There was a bloke there, and he was there with his wife sitting in the back garden from memory, and he was like, yeah, well, I was just Mr. Normal before, now I'm king of the jungle. And his wife's just looking at him like, yeah. And he's like, she loves it. She's like, yeah, I don't love it. I preferred it before. And he's like, anyway, so at the end of it, they're like, Stephen's getting it done again. And he's like, yeah, I'm getting it done again. I'm going bigger again. And she's like, yeah, I actually don't like it. And he's like, you're married. This is weird, mate. Like, who's it for? She doesn't like it. This is literally for you. This is something that only blokes care about to a point, I think.
Yeah.
And the hair, I think, is similar. I think blokes really give a massive shit about their hair, but it's like I'm talking about potential partners, whether they're men or women or what. I just don't think they care. I don't think anyone cares, do they?
Well,
except you.
Yeah. Well, that's what I want anyway.
Except yourself. All right. Yeah, that's good. Okay.
Have you watched Baby Reindeer or started it yet?
No, I'm going to start that after Blue Lights. Have you started it?
No, I haven't done Blue Lights yet. I've done the first series, but... I did. So Baby Reindeer's half-hour episodes. I'm not sure how many they are. And it's about a Scottish guy who comes to London and he's working in a pub and he's also sort of a part-time comedian. And it's
true story, isn't it?
It's a true story. It's to do with a stalker. So he ends up befriending and feeling sorry for this woman that comes into his pub who's 20 years older than him, maybe 15 years older than him. But he ends up following her home one day. She claims to be some sort of solicitor, lawyer, and government. And he follows her home. She lives in the council estate. And she catches him. And he makes some bad calls in it. And she just becomes obsessed with him. But it's very clever, but also quite scary. It's like a dark comedy, in a way, is what I describe it as. But I was quite intrigued by it, but also quite scared, thinking, is that what I was like?
I know. What worries me is that you're the second person who's recommended it. Ollie, my mate with the muscles, has recommended it, and I don't always trust his recommendations. And Michelle said, you've got to watch Blue Lights, and actually I was already into Blue Lights, but Blue Lights so far, 3 episodes in, it's good.
It's good.
I ain't going mad about it.
Yeah, so I'm still working my way through the backlog of 24 hours in police custody. I had a good recommendation yesterday from a friend of mine called Crazy Carl Williams.
How does he get a phone into prison?
He's one of these guys where you don't want to go out with him too often, but
yeah,
I'd say probably once every couple of years.
Yeah.
Murder Case, the Digital Detectives, which is on Channel 4.
Hugh Williams is like that. You know Hugh.
Yeah.
You can't overdo it. When you do it, it's the best, but you can't do it too often because
you
just don't want to get arrested anymore. Go on.
Yeah. So that's what I'm got. Another Channel 4 one. So it's same makers of 24 Hours in Police Custody. Murder Case, the Digital Detectives. And he's not bad for recommendations. But sometimes you do have to turn to F off.
Don't they? police procedural.
Yeah. So, Andrew Cotter message, because you know he's a big fan of this, always listens, even if he doesn't leave a review. He said there was an original film of Dune that was out before. He said, I can't believe you've not seen it. It had Sting in it. So,
might have problem to watch I got it. With Sting. Problem I got with Sting is that I saw an interview with him. I don't know whether it was on Parky or Wogan or I don't know what. And the same with Pierce Brosnan. I came away disappointed because I was like, oh no, I was really hoping I was going to love this interview and I really haven't.
Yeah.
I really haven't enjoyed you in this interview. And it's only one interview. And we've all done interviews where we weren't at our best. So, but it has tainted it for me. It really has.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe, well. Maybe Tom, maybe I'm talking rubbish. Maybe they're the world's best guys. I love their work. Always have.
Sam Allardyce, another one.
Oh, don't talk to me about Sam Allardyce, mate.
Yeah.
Invented fitness in football. You know that.
Yeah.
Invented it. I just finished a book called The Grapes of Wrath by John Steinbeck. It's a classic. Okay. Amazing
I need a
story.
Book. I need a book. I'm still podcasting at the moment when I've got a bit of spare downtime. Survival stories, still doing that one.
Well, you're still enjoying that, are you?
Yeah.
I started a new series of books. Mum got me a book for Christmas. And Ian Rankin.
I hate
it
when people call, like, mum. Like, my mum. Why don't you say my mum?
Yeah, I realised when I did it.
Yeah. Papa.
Yeah, but my mum, mama.
Yeah.
My mama got me.
Guess what? Guess what?
What?
Your mum.
Let's get off mums.
Let's go off yours.
So... Mummy got me a book for Christmas, Ian Rankin. I think it's called A Heart Full of Headstones. And I read it, and it's the main detective in it. It's a guy called John Rebus. Really enjoyed it. Really, really good. You would like it, I think. And it's all fiction, obviously, set in Edinburgh. And it turns out that was the last book in a series of like 18 or 20 book, 24 books or something. So I was like, great, I've read the last one. So what I did was went on eBay. When I was on holiday, I went online and said, right, I want that collection. And I couldn't find the whole collection, but there was someone who had 17 books for $9.99 from that series. So I got them all and I've just started book one. I don't really care about doing them in order. And I will do the ones I've got in order, but I don't care about missing the odd one. But I think you would like the John Rebus series from Ian Rankin.
Okay. I'll.
Easy reading, good. He's a really good character. He's kind of an anti-hero. He's a cop who bends the rules a little bit, but I like him. But yeah, The Grapes of Wrath is a bit of a classic. It's an epic. And it was recommended to me by someone whose recommendations I take very seriously in a number of fields.
Grapes of Wrath. It sounds like something from Clash of the Titans.
Yeah, it's not like that. It's don't read it. You won't like it, but I really liked it. Somebody recommends things to me, I take them seriously, including shoes. I think you know who it is.
Nick Mullins.
Yep.
Yep. Saw him the other day at Gloucester Ospreys and realised, again, what a brilliant bloke he is.
Oh, mate. Do you know what he's like? He's like Andrew Cotter minus the acid, isn't he?
I thought you were going to say minus the attitude.
Minus the acid. Minus the scepticism and the cynicism, you know.
I don't think you'd see Nick Mullins doing a photo shoot, sitting side saddle on the floor, while his dogs and partner/wife sit on the sofa. You also wouldn't see Nick Mullins run along a tractor trail in a pair of jeans and a pair of Saucony running shoes, a polo top, with his dogs running behind him.
Oi, would when you got Socconis on, you know it's got serious, don't you?
You wouldn't, would you? You wouldn't see Mullins doing that. You'd see Mullins just in tweed, barber, with a stick. It'd be like Partridge walking in a field, Mullins would be.
I think he's more Bellstaff. He's Bellstaff with a broadsheet under his arm and an half a pint of ale in his hand.
Yeah.
He's happy.
He's definitely an ale drinker.
Just one of the, just as Andrew Cotter is just one
and
of the.
And he definitely
great,
has a pencil case as well. He definitely has a pencil. Mullins would definitely have a pencil case.
Yes. Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's a great recommendation from him. And when it comes to words, people like Ali, Kin, Nick, Cotter, those guys, Miles Harrison, when it comes to words, they are guys worth listening
to.
Oh,
yeah.
They do a lot of good stuff with words.
And do you know what? They aren't cliches either.
No.
There's no cliches. It's just a turn of word or a turn of phrase.
Yep.
And that separates them from the rest.
That is really well put. I'd never thought of it like that. They are, yeah, they are without cliche.
Yep.
Those four. They are just like, I've done a bit of league comms and, you know, whatever.
Big four.
Do it. And they I are, oh, you, I tell you what, you listen to those guys, and there's some great ones around, but those guys have been doing it a long time and they're masters. But jeez, you are right. Everything they say is original. Everything.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a really good way of putting it. I'm going to steal that.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine.
I'm going to have that, boy.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Did you know I've taken a bit of flack this week?
You're out of order, mate.
Yeah, just been hammered.
You're desperate. You tee yourself up, fella.
Hammered. Just everyone going at me.
Yeah.
The lot. Over a couple of decisions for the Cardiff Ulster game.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a clear knock-on by John Cooney, which wasn't seen by Mike Adamson or assistant ref. It wasn't seen by Mike Adamson, and the assistant ref said it hasn't gone forward, but it obviously did. TMO didn't jump in. That was the clearest one. Then there was a couple of other instances where Reece Carey knocks it on. But they come back for the knock-on because from that, Cardiff end up scoring.
Yeah.
Theo Cabango, but they came back to see whether it was a knock-on, and from one angle it is knocked on. And then the other was Thomas Young. Not dotting the ball down. Whilst the player's legs comes swinging around, and ball is dislodged. And they've just gone for me online, mate. And I was a little bit bored, but I gave them what they wanted. And if you're an arse to me, I'm going to be an arse back to you. If you're respectful, I'll be respectful back. And that's my motto in life, okay? That's how I work.
You've always said that. You've always, whenever we walked into nightclubs together, you've always stopped, turned around, said that to yourself, then walked in, haven't you?
Yep. Yep. I tagged you in one of them, hoping you'd back me up.
I know. And then one guy said,
"Nah,
I like you in flats, but using your old mate to back you up is not a good look." Well, or something like that.
Like, on these instances, right? And I'm not going to name names. I'll name you as one. But like you do your prep before you go on shows, so you gauge an opinion. Not so much for the Kari one, because that's a knock on from the rear angle. Hand comes out, can't leave your hand up like that. Knocks a ball. Fortunately, wasn't in a position to tackle. It's a penalty. But the Thomas Young one, you take advice on whether you think you're correct or not. And I message loads of, and I'm not just talking about former players. I message pundits, people in the game, referees, the lot, to see whether what I'm talking about is BS or it's correct. And everyone came back saying nope, they wouldn't have given a penalty try for that. Because the issue being, if you place the ball on someone's leg, doesn't mean it's kicked. And Thomas Young is coming down to place the ball. The legs come round. The Ulster player is not trying to kick the ball. You don't think about that. You think about trying to get your feet and body under the ball, don't you?
If you're listening to this and you haven't seen these things in the Ulster Cardiff match, just it'll be on Shanks's X feed. Yeah. And under it will be loads of abuse.
Because what people are saying is the Ulster player swung his legs around. He tried to kick the ball. But if I place the ball on someone's leg, doesn't mean it's been kicked, is my point. And that happened at the same time as the legs came round, as the player tried to get underneath it. Don't think you're going to be getting penalty tries for that. Knock on.
Is that the same as when Darren Garforth didn't get sent off for nearly breaking my head in two because he said that, actually, I just headbutted his binding hand. So yep. I headbutted his fist. Same thing.
It's your own fault, mate.
Yeah.
But it made the Wales Online.
Didn't Wales Online say that Cardiff were robbed?
That, I think, was the WRU website.
Was it WRU website? Right.
I think so, yeah. Yeah. But the most obvious one was the John Cooney knock-on, which wasn't even looked at by TMO, because you've got two phases, haven't you, before TMO can look at it if it's not foul play. And it was four phases after that line-out where Ulster scored. But you're talking pretty clear knock-on. But anyway, it's done and dusted now, mate.
You're over it, I can tell.
Well, what I would say to you, mate, is you don't look like me and come through professional rugby and amateur rugby without having thick skin.
So true.
Imagine I didn't have thick skin.
Bloody rhino, you are. No, I'm sorry you got all that grief, mate. I'm really.
I know you're not. You don't care. You love it. I love it.
As long as I don't get any, I'm all right with it.
Shall we? We better touch on rugby, right? Because I've got school run in 20 minutes.
God.
I know.
Okay.
Sort of.
Do we have
fun to gatherer? Childminder? Well, no, not really. But I do have to mention the Ospreys beating the Stormers out in Cape Town. Hell of a win. Hell of a win. That was my Jason Cundy impression.
Don't try and be positive about Welsh rugby after what you said about Cardiff the other night in their game when they were robbed.
Well, they deserve to win.
Try and crawl back in now.
No. Toenails. It's your name. But brilliant win for the Ospreys. Huge. One of their most historic wins, I reckon. I know there was not much. It wasn't like a quarterfinal or a semi-final, but works their way up into top eight to qualify for playoffs. And I think it's only Cardiff that have beaten a South Africa team away, which was the Sharks last year. I also think Scarlets might be in the Lions in a European match, but big win against Stormers, yeah, who were runners up last year, winners the year before, and they deserved it, mate. Really good from the Ospreys. A big difference to how they played against Gloucester the week before in the quarters of the Challenge Cup. Looked like they got a really good culture going on there. So, got the show tonight, the URC Unloaded show tonight with Stevie Fez, John Barkley. So,
oh yeah, little... how's that going, by the way?
Oh, mate, absolutely flying.
Yeah,
if you tune in tonight, Flats, be quite handy because it will double our listening figures.
Gotcha. Message received.
That's all I'm going to do.
But I saw our old mate Matt Cairns.
Oh yeah,
at Sail Sharks at the weekend.
Is he still driving a blue Saxo?
No, he's out the Saxo, mate. Been and gone. He'd be in a big Merc or something now. He runs it, got a big financial company now, hasn't he? He's got a well-groomed beard. He smelled amazing. Life's good, I think, for Kenzie. Nice. So that was nice. Saw him up at Sail. Had a lovely time up there, actually. I did the old Chiefs 5:30 kickoff, off air about 8, and then drive up to Manchester. Checked in about midnight.
Yeah.
You know how it goes, mate. Oh, woke up, nice. Checked into a dark hotel.
Yeah.
About 5 o'clock, the sun was coming up, and I was woken up by a mass brawl in reception downstairs or outside reception, which I found out from the chef was a load of women beating the crap out of each other after a wedding or something.
What'd you do? Go back to your room, get your gum shield, go back down.
Yeah, I just flew into it, mate. That's what I missed. Flew into it, stuck the nut around a little bit. There was a big brawl, and then woke up, opened my curtains, and realised I was at Old Trafford Cricket Ground. And I was looking out over the oval. And if anyone had been playing cricket, they would have seen my balls. Then we went to Sail, Tom. That's it. Okay.
I mean, any big results? You didn't want to touch on any URC.
Chiefs looked tired against Bath. Bath didn't look like the second in the league. Really good win at Chiefs. That's been really, really hard to win there at the moment. Bath haven't won there, I didn't realise, till the weekend, since 2016. By the way, I never lost at Chiefs when I played for Bath. Didn't want to mention that. But really good win for Bath. Ben Spencer was excellent. Forward pack was really, really good. But they didn't need to be at their best because Chiefs weren't quite there. They got pumped by Toulouse 6 days earlier. Tough for them.
Yeah.
They weren't quite there. Sale against Quins was a really good game. Sale looked really good. Really playing. They looked excellent for the most part. Sarries against Gloucester was a bit of a washout, really. Gloucester rotated quite a lot of guys.
Talk to me about Bristol. Come on.
Bristol, oh my days, mate. I mean, there's two stories. One is
Bernard
Bristol's
van Rensburg.
Rensburg. Yeah. Mega. Probably signing of the season because he plays more games than Ollie Lawrence does for his club. But I say of the season, you know what I mean? So best recent recruit, not this season. Then their attack is one thing. Like, you've got Sinclair taking a ball down by his bootlaces, flicking it back inside. Genge break through the middle, breaks one tackle, goose steps round the fullback, goes in under the post, like dives over. Like, they were just carving. Their attack is one story, which was just incredible. But Newcastle's capitulation, Newcastle's quality on the day was like jaw-dropping. You're like, oh, right, because they've been getting there the last few games, and they've been showing a bit of fight and getting close and stuff to build on. This, you can go, you probably went, I definitely went a whole career without losing a game by a margin like that. That is a significant defeat, and Jesus, I honestly don't know how you rescue that from there. They were just smashed to
ball
pieces.
Ball retention from Bristol was phenomenal. Like, just run the ball out from their own 10-meter line, 5-meter line, like skill set there to be able to look after the ball. And just basic skills, catch and pass, was really good. You know, like Harry Randall looked sharp as anything.
Really
even,
sharp.
Even like when he lined up to box kick it, then you could sort of see Newcastle players just switching off. Next minute, it's gone. And they're at you.
It's one of those things that loads of those Bristol boys just look brilliant. Randall might have even been the pick of them, but because they're playing against a team that was on the day so poor, abject, it kind of doesn't count in a sense. Like, it's like, right, he should be playing for England then. And people say, yeah, but...
No, I get you. I get you.
You know, he's got to go and do that against Bath, against Sarries, you know, and I believe he can. But, jeepers, they got humped, absolutely humped. I mean,
all right.
Wow. Awful for them, gutted for them.
Where are
really.
You this weekend?
I am hosting a lunch on Friday called the Roast Beef Club Lunch, which is an annual thing.
Oh, yeah.
Fulham,
I know that one.
Ace, wicked dude. Raise loads of money for military charities. Really, really cool. Then Saturday, I'm at the big summer kickoff, Quins against Northampton Saints. So that'll be a proper game.
You got there. Well done.
Yeah, and then on Sunday, I'm at Gloucester. I think that is Gloucester against Exeter. I think. So that is where, yeah, gloss against X, that is where I am. What about you?
Tomorrow, I'm hosting a lunch as well, a charity lunch for the Cardiff Rugby Foundation. Mate of mine, Lewis Smith, bid for it in an auction last year. So we've got like 9-course meal. I think Josh Turnbull is going to be there. He's just retired,
Yeah, I just
legend.
retired, yeah.
He's been epic, mate, for Cardiff and Scarlets.
Yeah.
In terms of leadership, the lot.
Yeah.
It's a sh I mean, it's a shame he's retired, but he
What do you
looks
mean?
quite old. I think he
Oh, Ellis
was. I
Jenkins. We
think he's 52.
keep telling me what you're doing, but then tell me about Ellis Jenkins at the end.
Yeah, so we've got lunch with him and another, maybe one or two current Cardiff players. Ellis Jenkins has retired as well. He's retiring at the end of the season. I haven't read the reasons why, but
He said it wasn't a hard decision in the end.
his body has been through loads, mate. He's had two massive knee ops. Like, he was being touted as the next captain in 2018. I think that was the game where he needed a whole new knee reconstruction.
Yeah.
Then it, I'm not sure if it was the same knee or another knee went again a couple of years later. So he's been under the knife through physio, but every time he's come back stronger. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, can't speak highly enough of him and Josh Turnbull. Proper, like, club legends. I've got a few caps as well. Ken Owens, he's retiring at the end.
Yeah, the
So,
sheriff.
well, I think he's retiring now, actually. Yeah. He's done it for his club and he's done it for his country, which not often you see.
Yeah, I agree with that. And especially in a country that has central contracts where guys can sort of be part-time for their
Yeah.
clubs, he has
Not
been
anymore,
full-time
but
for his
yeah.
club.
It was. So, yeah, quite a few people after my job, I'd imagine.
It's probably a good idea to start just quietly off air, just discrediting them a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Just maybe mention that Ken Owens has got a nasty side. Just make some stuff up. Some stuff he got accused of. Ellis Jenkins got accused of that they couldn't prove.
Yeah, spitting
Mention
at
that in front of a
fans. They were
few.
spitting at fans out of the car on the motorway.
Just a bit, yeah, a bit of stuff, bit of nasty stuff. Pick something topical. Just put him in the middle of like the trans debate and just mention it in front of some key TV executives and say he had some
Yeah.
pretty unsavory things to say.
Yep,
You've
we'll
got the
do.
recordings on your phone, but you're going to delete them because you don't want it to go any further. It's just because you've got to protect your mortgage, mate.
Agreed. Well done. Good advice, mate. Thanks.
Cheers, mate. No, it's all
Right.
right, mate.
I think that will do us,
I'm
won't
like
it?
an exec coach. Hey?
You are like a life skill coach.
Yeah, something like that. Well, that's it for us, mate. That's it now.
All right, big boy. Well.
Good luck to you. Oh, I've got a big pack of Field and Flower mints downstairs defrosting. Don't know what I'm going to do with it yet, but it's there.
Did you like my buttermilk chicken?
Mate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I've never
it's
done
good.
that. That looked amazing.
You need a deep fat fryer, or you can just use
Oh.
vegetable oil in a pan, but you've got to get it to something like 175 Celsius. And then,
I haven't got a deep fat fryer. I
no,
look
I've
like I
got,
have, but I haven't.
I've got one
You
at.
got one?
But yeah, good for chips now and again. I mostly have McCain oven chips. That's what everyone has, but sometimes I do my own. But it was good. It's like buttermilk, which you can buy from Tesco, Sainsbury's, wherever.
Yeah.
Flour, paprika, like garlic powder, cayenne pepper, and then you sort of dip it in the buttermilk, dip it in the flour,
Mix.
baking powder in there as well, flour mix, and then deep fat fry it for like probably 5 minutes.
Lovely, Tom.
Yep. So well done, mate.
What a mate. Proud of
Reckon see
What
you
a
next
mate.
week.
Yeah. See you around, yeah.
All right, boy. Nice one.
Bye, everyone. Goodbye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.